What's up, Mom Spaghetti fam? I'm your host, Keith Cohen, back with another episode of Mom Spaghetti, the first show of its kind where I'm not just talking about new music, I'm playing it for you too. It's good to be back after I was out last week and gave y'all the final installment of the White Thaw series from the cooler. If you haven't gotten to listen to that one yet, you should check it out after this episode for some old tracks you might not have heard from before I started Mom Spaghetti. As for this week, it's back to business as usual with 17 new songs from the past 2 weeks in under a half hour. The most efficient way you can find new music is right here. We've got new stuff from the likes of John Mayer, John Legend, a Bieber feature, Black Bear, Wiz Khalifa, and plenty of other newcomers who, in a few months, might just be household names. And that's all before I TB teach y'all about this jam from 07 that is, did you know, a cover? It's true, so stick around for the throwback outro where I'll hit you with even more fun facts. And speaking of throwbacks, make sure you follow me on Instagram at MomSpaghettiPod, where every Sunday I put two throwbacks requested by you guys, the listeners, up against each other in a head-to-head poll. Whichever one gets more votes serves as the TBT in the following week's episode. I almost forgot to welcome the newcomers, so if this is your first time tuning into Mom Spaghetti, it's a pleasure to have you. When you hear a song you like, everything you want to know is in the description. And that just about covers it. I think we're ready to get this party started. Hit that subscribe button, turn up the volume, sit back, and you ready, fam? Let's ride. Y'all, this is not just my pick of the week. I'm pretty sure this one from John Mayer's new album is my favorite of his since Continuum in 06. Well, the lucky in love call themselves winners. It's Till the Right One Comes off of Mayer's 8th album, Sob Rock, which he had a lot to say about. John went on Apple Music One with Zane Lowe and shared that at the beginning of his career, he was told his music was not what's hot. You knock me down and you call me crazy. You say I'm never gonna love someone. Give it time now and you might find me. The rest of the comments I'm reading are from that same conversation. What I would love other people to understand is that there's no more reason to have to adhere to any given idea of cool. I made a record that to me, at the time, only in a way to coax something out of me that I wouldn't have normally done, shitpost a record. It's called Sob Rock because it's a shitpost. But more importantly, it's what I thought was a shitpost. And this gets down to where artists sit in front of you and play you what they think is their garbage. And you go, that's the best thing I ever heard you play. It makes a mockery of their interpretation of the experience, which is just enough to break out of the mold and make something unique. The new one I saved from Sob Rock is Wild Blue. Still talking to Zane, John said his goal is to never become an artist who runs out of paint colors and begins to just make the same songs over and over. Wild Blue, deeper than I ever knew. Wild Blue, on a bed of gray. Oh, baby, what a wild blue. I found myself when I lost you. John continued that thought with, I'm only interested if I get to put new paints on the canvas. And my way of doing it at this time was, literally no one's looking. This one's called Sob Rock because you just would never have imagined that was the name of the record. And I'm gonna go so deep into my fantasy. I live, half of me is in this fantasy all the time now. Oh John, it's good to have you back. Oh, baby,
find myself when I lost you.
The soft piano in this one is contrasted by the big voice of Camilio. It's called Love and Hate, and it's only his second song on Spotify. His first, Ghost Me, came in January of this year, and the 19-year-old from New York returned with Love and Hate. I have to give a shout out to Chris, because I sent this to him asking, who does Camilio sound like in the hook? He fired back immediately with Louis Capaldi. Every night you're out late while I'm losing my mind. Been a while that I can't sleep, can't eat, can't see the light. It's tearing me apart, but you're moving on while I'm paralyzed. Guess sometimes that love and hate, oh my, it's a fine line. Happy without me kills me inside. I wish I could say I'm glad you
hold on, baby. Drive away.
Got it together, but that don't mean I'm too comfortable.
Fresh off the Space Jam 2 soundtrack is John Legend's Crowd Go Crazy. It was co-written and co-produced by Ryan Tedder of OneRepublic. It's so fun and funky, and serves as one of two songs I'll be featuring from the Space Jam 2 soundtrack in this episode. And for those wondering, I am a LeBron stan, so of course I watched Space Jam 2 the other night.
Hey, hey, we're walking with a new attitude. Hey, hey, we fresher than a new pair of shoes. Crowd go crazy. Hey, hey, we walking with a new attitude. Hey, hey, we fresher than a new pair of shoes. All night, and when we do what we do, hold on, baby, the crowd go crazy. Let's take a moment. The streets are singing and the sky is blue.
The Australian singer The Kid LAROI is on fire. At age 17, he could already boast that he had Miley Cyrus hop on for the remix of his hit Without You, and that he appeared on Justin Bieber's 2021 album Justice on the track Unstable. Then, 2 weeks ago, he returned the favor for the Biebs, inviting him to appear on this one, Stay. The track was produced by Blake Slatkin and Omer Fetty, who both did 24K Golden's Mood last year, and was co-written with Charlie Puth.
I'll be fucked up if you can't be right. Yeah, I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. I know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Yeah, I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. I know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust. And I'm afraid that I'm gonna fuck it up. I got a joy in the moment that I can leave you with your head. Cause your feelings
gonna hit
me. Don't talk,
My head's too cloudy. I've been trying to clear it up. Last week we got Utah native Mason's Don't Talk, and he shared, "One thing I'm hoping to emphasize with Don't Talk is the relationship of vulnerability in my music and appearance. I'm letting myself be vulnerable, but I also feel like I have to hold back, like I'm sure many do on a regular basis. Having to hold your tongue and feel like you're stuck behind a glass wall is painful. Don't Talk shows what it's like to not be able to vocalize your feelings because of how difficult it is being vulnerable."
Don't talk, don't talk, don't talk, leave me alone, alone. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop me if you know, do you know. I gotta do it in the moment, super focused. I'ma hit you right back when the feeling's gone. Oh, oh, don't
channeling her inner Christina Aguilera is the English singer Anne Marie, who last week debuted her new single, Beautiful. It's expected to appear on her upcoming second album, Therapy, that arrives tomorrow. It was written by Max Martin and Ed Sheeran, two of the goats in pop music. Although strangely, Max, who usually produces, had nothing to do with the production on Beautiful. Instead, it was handled by Elvira.
Are we beautiful? All of us, 'cause we got something natural. It's a part of us, darling, when they put you down.
Ooh, this one's so smooth. As soon as I heard it, I recognized the beat, though I couldn't quite place it. Can you? While Mahalia hails from England, she lifted the beat directly as a sample from the 1999 Montel Jordan hit Get It On Tonight. This one is Whenever You're Ready, and Mahalia explained, I remember the first time hearing Montel Jordan's Get It On Tonight in Save the Last Dance when I was a kid. It's been a song that's made me want to dance ever since, and sampling it in Whenever You're Ready is really special to me.
So whenever
if you're familiar with the viral hit Astronaut in the Ocean, that was Masked Wolf, and so is this, Say So. He explains, in Say So, I was writing about how, in times of trouble, we often try to act like we're still okay, even when we really aren't. No matter how bad the situation is or how close we are to self-destructing, we think, if we keep telling ourselves we're okay, then maybe we will be.
If we say so, then we say so, 'cause we with it. If we lay low, then we lay low, 'cause we chillin'. Everybody gotta say they ball, even when the castle's about to fall. Yeah, yeah. If we say so, then we say so, 'cause we with it. If we lay low, then we lay low, 'cause we chillin'. Everybody gotta say they ball, even when the castle's about to fall. Yeah, yeah. Dollars in the bank won't change you. What's hiding in your safe won't make you. Why you worried about the clothes with the labels? Get a car with a horse like a stable. Back then, shawty don't need my life.
Back then they left me in the cold. Think I'm feeling kinda dumb.
The LA duo of Anton Kabaz and Dylan Jagger Lee together are Motel 7, and here's their latest, Messing With Fire. There's one line in particular in the pre-chorus that sounds so much like one of the lines in the Chainsmokers' Closer, so you know what's coming. But that's so nitpicky. I'm gonna start the song over and I'll turn it back up when we get to that part without the Chainsmokers, and you can make the call. Motel 7 shared they were listening to a lot of Thurston Moore at the time of making this track, and the electric guitar in it was heavily influenced by their song Grace Lake from the album The Best Day. Here's Messing With Fire.
Can you tell me why I'm up at night? Crazy, you can't read these signs. Don't mess with me, don't mess no more. Why are you messing with fire? Trying to get higher. Yeah, you see that I'm down, but you keep playing with light. Why are you messing with fire? Trying to get higher. Yeah, you see that I'm down, but you keep playing with lighters. Oh, oh, oh. Better go for a walk outside, 'cause it hurts so bad. And I hate it.
I wanna live life fast. empty. And I don't wanna be a memory.
Am I the only one that's coming numb? The emotions building up, they start to run.
It's honestly impressive how Black Bear is just everywhere these days. He's here on Kane Brown's Memory, and Kane explained, it's kind of like a happy depression song. It's just an uplifting song to find out you're not the only one. It's almost unfair how catchy this hook is.
I wanna live life fast, I don't know how to slow down, wanna get high, I don't know how to calm down, help me now, I'm running on empty, and I don't wanna be a memory.
Text down, trying to find the things I never said to prove a point. I'ma roll my feelings in a joint. Pieces of the story that got left out, I checked out. Wish it wasn't, wish it wasn't, wish it was a phase. Nothing you could do and there's nothing you could say. Running from the, running from the, running from the pain. I gotta get away.
Fate brought me a new us, brought me a new love, led me to you.
Earlier in the episode, I mentioned sending Chris Camilio's Love and Hate just to find out who he sounded like. And before that, Chris sent me this song. It's Holy Mattress Money and Henao with Crash Into You, and boy, is it a jam. Holy Mattress Money is really Jesty Beats, the Cleveland songwriter, DJ, and producer, while Houston's own Henao provides the vocals. Black Bear on a pop country song, and now we're gonna listen to Wiz Khalifa on Skate's pop punk, Girl Next Door. It's wild, but also great to see how versatile all these artists are becoming. The production for Girl Next Door was handled by Dubs, the Canadian duo, and Skate is really Nathan Mullally of Omaha, Nebraska.
You know what it's for. Got a crush on a girl next door.
Staying on the pop punk train, this next stop is Connor Kaufman with Hate You for a Lifetime. It's just his fourth single on Spotify and first one this year. The chronology is that he debuted in 2018, put out two songs last year, and now we got Hate You for a Lifetime. Connor is the Connecticut native who's just 19 years old, but don't let that fool you. He wrote, produced, recorded, and mixed Hate You for a Lifetime all entirely in his bedroom.
But I won't do that shit ever. For a lifetime, you know you cross all of the fine lines.
was a stormy night, not a star in the sky. Only stars you could see in the ceiling.
Speaking of artists who can appear on any genre, Lil Wayne and 24K Golden teamed up for Control the World. This is the second song I saved from the Space Jam 2 soundtrack, which appears right when the credits begin. Fun fact is Marshmello produced this, along with the formerly mentioned Blake Slatkin and Omer Fetty, both of whom did the Kid Laroi Stay and 24K Golden's Mood. My favorite line is Wheezy's, "This world crazy like Miss Daisy almost drove myself."
Baby, I cannot control the world when I can't even control myself.
Talking to myself like self, don't ignore myself. I told myself that I owe myself more myself. This world crazy like Miss Daisy, almost drove myself. I'm sure I need love, but not sure if I'm sure of myself. I'm full of myself like the only one she boys.
Figure out why I'm so sad when there's nothing to be sad about.
You gave me this watch when we were 20. I watched you graduate and leave town.
I've been a fan of Mark E. Bassi and Tyler X Cordy since I discovered the two of them together in 2AM Club. I can't lie, I was a little heartbroken when the band split up, but I have stayed tuned to Tyler and Mark's music because they both are phenomenal solo artists. This is Tyler's latest Nothing to Be Sad About with Tay, and when I hit him up on Instagram, he shared, "It's special because it's actually my first song with Dave from my old group 2AM Club since the band broke up. Dave and I wrote and produced it together."
Your fingertips fit right on mine. You're never late, you're right on time. I'm here for you, I'll make things right. If you give me like a week or two to work my shit out, to figure out why I'm so sad when there's nothing to be sad about.
You gave me this watch when we were 20. I watched you graduate and leave town. The town we used to love felt empty. Empty parking lots and bottles on the ground. I've never known someone as close as you. You know I hate cologne, I have the OCD.
Are you with that? I'm gonna make rest, I'm gonna back, I'm gonna stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that, hope you watch it.
City gone up, so you better bust. Finish here, really wanna us, really spilling blood.
This catchy rap tune, Vince Staples' Are You With That, is going to bring us home into our TBT outro. Are You With That is the opening track on Vince's self-titled fourth album, which he says he made in 8 nights in December, no Hanukkah, with his producer and right-hand man, Kenny Beats. Kenny's the Greenwich, Connecticut native whose musical journey began when he was 9 years old and started playing guitar. And as for Vince, he's from Compton and Long Beach.
Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gonna hop out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gonna flock. I'm gonna stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back. Okay. Hope you watching your back. Hope you watching your back. Hope you watching your back. Yeah, whenever I miss those days, visit my crib, that lay under the ground, running around. We was them kids that played, all in the street, following leads and niggas who lost their way. Some of them outside still, some of them inside gray. I'm a real beach boy, come ride my way. Left me with the either or, feel these voids and feel my pain. Blue strips only, you switched on me. Mama told me about you snakes. Shit off safety, you know you can't never be too safe. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gonna hop out and crack. Are you with that? I won't be cracks. I'm gonna flock, I'm gonna stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
Oh yes, the rumors that you heard about are true. This is indeed a cover.
Well, sometimes
By rumors, I of course mean what I teased in the intro, but nonetheless, the Instagram account The Music Reviewer had requested Tears Dry on Their Own by the late Amy Winehouse, RIP, a long time ago, and when I matched it up against You Know I'm No Good, my very own sister Valerie, aka Val, complained and requested Valerie. I finally got around to matching it up against Amy's other biggest hit, Rehab, and, well, let's just say, it wasn't close. Since I already discussed the late legend Amy, RIP again, in episode 97, I'll TBTeach y'all in this week's outro about the original version of Valerie, the band behind it, and even a little on Mark Ronson, the man who produced this one, all while Amy serenades us with her unbelievable rendition. The original came in 2006 from the English band The Zootons. They'd formed as a foursome, Dave McCabe, Sean Payne, Russell Pritchard, and Boyan Chowdhury. Prior to their debut album, Sean's girlfriend Allie Harding began coming on stage mid-set to play saxophone during a few of their songs, and the band liked her contributions so much, they made her a full-time member. Their first album in 2004 met mediocre success, and they avoided the sophomore slump with their follow-up, Tired of Hanging Around. That album spawned two singles, Valerie of course being the second. In the band's UK homeland, the song exploded upon its release in 2006. Which, of course, would explain how Amy was familiar with the track, but before we get there, the Zootons lead singer Dave McCabe detailed the songwriting process. I could tell you I was inspired by gazing out across the Mersey or walking past Paul McCartney's old house, but the truth is, I got the idea in a cab on the way to my mum's. The whole song was written before I got there, so 20 minutes, max. And as for the song's subject, it was eventually revealed in 2019 to be a celebrity makeup artist, Valerie Starr. The band had initially kept it close to the vest because Valerie was a friend of Dave's and had recently gotten in trouble for driving drunk. Drummer Sean Payne described the track as a musical postcard tour, saying he's having a hard time and can she come over and see him. Switching gears to Mark Ronson, his father was a music manager, and after the divorce of his parents, Mark's mother married the guitarist Mick Jones of the rock band Foreigner, leaving Mark to grow up surrounded by music. Mark began DJing while attending NYU and became quite popular in the hip-hop scene. He went on to appear in a Tommy Hilfiger ad, which snowballed into him producing jingles for the brand and later getting signed. His first album arrived in 2003, and though only moderately successful, opened the door for Mark to recruit celebrities for his sophomore album, Version. Coincidentally, or not, between the two was when Mark became friendly with Amy and went on to produce her entire album, Back to Black. So after that successful outing, Mark asked Amy to join for a track on Version, adding, "I have to admit, I didn't know the song all that well before we did it. At the time, I'd just finished Amy's album, and I'd almost finished mine, and I really wanted her to do a song for me. I kept asking her if she knew any new songs. I explained that it was soul covers of guitar records. She only listens to things made before 1967. She didn't know any indie songs. Then one day, she came up and said, 'I like Valerie by the Zootons.' At the time, I couldn't hear her voice singing it in my head. I wasn't sure how it would work, but she went into the studio and tried it. I loved it. And Mark? So do we." Just like the tagline written on the fork of our logo, this song is proof that with great music, everyone eats. Anyway, it's been a pleasure rocking out with y'all to some fresh tunes, per usual. I'll be back next Thursday with more, and before then, make sure you hit that subscribe button, share with your friends, and make sure you follow me on IG at MomSpaghettiPod to vote in the weekly TBT matchups and request your favorite throwbacks. Otherwise, thanks again for tuning in to Mom's Spaghetti, y'all. I'm your host, Keith Cohen, and like Vince Staples' entire new album, that's a wrap. And I think about